In Oklahoma City, news that McVeigh did not get a reprieve came as a surprise to many people who were convinced there would be another delay. Some bombing survivors were pleased with the outcome, but others said there's no need to rush justice, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
For survivors and the family members whose loved ones were killed in the Oklahoma City bombing, the legal wrangling over Timothy McVeigh's execution has been an emotional roller coaster ride. And yesterday was no different. Most had braced for more waiting and were taken aback when Judge Mache refused to grant McVeigh's request for a stay of execution. In a small outdoor chapel across the street from the bombing site, survivor Priscilla Salyers expressed her surprise at the judge's ruling.
I had in my mind that it wasn't going to take place Monday and the judge was going to give him more time. So when he came down and denied the stay of execution, I was really shocked. Yeah, I had not even begun making plans for Monday or, you know, even asking for some time off work because I just really didn't think it was going to happen.
Salyers worked for the U.S. Customs Service when she was injured in the attack on the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. She plans to witness the execution, along with about 300 other survivors or family members of victims who have registered to watch by a special closed-circuit television feed here. She says a lot of people were scared about what might happen when the newly found FBI documents first came to light. So she's glad that Judge Mache got a chance to review what was in them.
I do feel good that with the ruling, it gives me even more comfort knowing that the documentation and paper and all the stuff that's going on, I mean, I knew in my heart that McVeigh was guilty and it doesn't show anything different.
She's confident the judge made the right decision. But others here aren't so sure. Survivor Rob Roddy believes McVeigh's lawyers should have been granted more time to go over the FBI documents.
I don't think it's going to change the outcome, but what's the rush? What harm does another month to 3 or 4 months take? I mean, we are talking about the ultimate punishment, and why risk making the ultimate mistake?
Roddy is opposed to the death penalty and says the FBI's blunder just proves that no prosecution is without error.
Since we know these mistakes can be made, what are we doing executing people? Put them in prison for life with no possible chance of parole. But why are we entrusting people to kill people?
While other survivors watch Timothy McVeigh die, Roddy says he'd like to spend Monday morning in church, praying for victims of crime and what he calls victims of capital punishment. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Oklahoma City.